AI News by Conjero.
A Thiel-backed startup is trying something unusual, letting people pay to challenge published stories, then using AI to help decide whether the challenge has merit.
That's a big shift. It turns accountability into a market mechanism, not just an editorial one. But the obvious question is whether AI can judge journalism without becoming another source of error or bias.
The appeal is speed and scale. Instead of waiting on slow corrections or hopping a fact-checker catches something, the platform attaches a price to a dispute and keeps scrutiny more continuous.
Right, but technically it sounds less like an AI judge and more like a pipeline. A challenge comes in, the system pulls the article, identifies the disputed claims, gathers context, and then estimates whether the claim is supported, misleading, or unsupported.
And that immediately raises the provenance problem. The system has to know exactly what statement it's judging, where it came from, and whether there were later corrections or clarifications.
Without that traceability, it could end up judging a paraphrase or stale context. For contested reporting, that lineage isn't optional. It's what makes any verdict defensible.
Then there's model governance. The rules have to be clear on what sources the AI can use, how it handles uncertainty, and when it must hand off to a human reviewer.
Otherwise, you get judgments that sound authoritative, but can't really be audited. And if the model changes over time without version policy controls, the same challenge might produce different outcomes later.
The incentive side is messy too. Because challenges are paid, the system creates a market for attention, not necessarily for truth.
Exactly. People are more likely to pay to attack stories that are politically charged or emotionally loaded. The most visible disputes may not be the most important errors.
That's why the chilling effect concern starts to feel real. If sources or whistleblowers think any controversial claim could be pushed into a rapid AI-led dispute process, they may become more cautious.
And if this is sold to publishers as an enterprise tool, they'll want to know whether it feels like an accountability layer or a liability surface. They'll ask about review timelines, appeals, and who's allowed to file challenges.
The practical demands are pretty specific. Explainable outputs tied to exact claim spans, immutable audit logs, versioning for models and policy prompts, and a clear path to human review.
Plus calibration data. Newsrooms would want to know how often the system agrees with independent fact-checkers, how it handles ambiguous claims, and how often challenged stories are upheld, amended, or reversed.
So the real test is whether AI can produce a verdict. It's whether it can produce one that's versioned, explainable, and governable enough to survive adversarial users and skeptical editors.
If it can, it could be a new category in media accountability software. If it can't, it risks becoming a monetized contest over who can pay to challenge a story first.
AI News by Conjero.